Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Smacking that thing, huh?
Icon.
Smack that, huh?
All on the floor.
Smack from the bottom or you come up top or side? Never mind.
All on the floor. Until you get sore.
I'm high and outside.
You're high. Yeah, you're high outside.
I'm high and outside. You get on that crease on the underside. It's just more of a little kind of a little,
yeah,
little
I'm
playful
up,
jiggle kind of
I'm
thing.
An
you
uppercut.
Know,
I'm
not much.
I'm coming
oh, you're coming underneath an uppercut.
Yeah, uppercut.
Yeah, some upward direction
is
key, I would say.
I'm more the high cheese. I'm either lateral, like direct lateral approach or slightly downward.
Yeah. I'll tell you this too. Hand slightly cupped, major key alert.
No,
I don't know. I don't know.
No, that wasn't a question. I'm letting y'all know.
I know you're letting you know. I'm just.
I appreciate your input, but no, that's just factual. Gotta give the Dry family some tips on smacking that ass.
My man said, "Ron, that was champ slice. That was a windmill. No, I think that was a
windmill technique works.
How are you cupping it?
Yeah, I don't. And you're not getting good sound out of it.
I said slightly. A slight cup to the hand when smacking that ass, it make a world of difference.
I mean, you're going to hurt somebody.
Now, sometimes
she wants to.
Sometimes I do.
You filthy animal.
Sometimes I do come over the top as well.
It's a good, firm contact, not hard, just a firm contact.
It depends on the lady and what you
firm,
want.
Yeah.
Good, firm
you can't
contact.
Come, you can't come soft in.
Everything right hits flesh at once, right? Good. There's no fingers first. Like, Tyler, it sounds like you're digging your claws in first on your own.
You didn't say anything about scratching up a cheek, man.
Well, it seems like you are. Like, just get some good.
No, it's a slight cup.
Because you're going slight cup. It seems like you're coming in and you're holding on. Like you're coming in and holding,
like a Charles Barkley golf swing. Like
you're
I get
coming
stuck.
In to a slap to a palm. That's what it sounds like you're doing.
It's all circumstantial. It's all circumstantial. A ton of ways and routes and avenues you can go with this smacking it at ass.
I'm going for
an Akon
Tata. I'm at the end of the quarter. I'm going for a two for one. bam, bam.
Oh, you, ooh, you go.
I like that.
Like these guys do their high fives now on the bottom side, too.
I'm getting my
too.
Shot up with 27 seconds left to be able to come back on the other side to get that 2-for-1.
That's right. Original right there. That's like thinking with some creativity like a McVay offense or something. Yeah. I like that.
That's it.
I'll be honest with you. The smacks, I mean, mine are selfish smacks.
You suck. Let her have it every once in a while.
You don't have to be asked to do it, do you?
No. I don't even know if she enjoys it. It is fully selfish. It's just something about filling my hand up all at once. It's something about it does it for me. I guess I should probably see if it does it for her before I try it again, huh, boys? I mean, it's just something about, you know, getting you. I mean, just knowing
Clint's asking questions later.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, babe, by the way, you like that for the last 4 years? I guess more like 10 years, but
Let's go for more like 12.
Well, surely none of us are married to any women that wouldn't speak the hell up and tell us if they didn't like it, though.
Yeah, I don't think she dislikes it. Hell, I wouldn't do if she did, but I just wonder if I doubt it does as much for her as it does for me.
I've heard of
that's aggressive.
Well,
if I hear that, it's damn sure because my hand. I promise. It's damn sure because
it's
too hard of a smack.
I promise you that. But
yesterday apparently was a great practice of cuffing or slapping around by the offensive line. Yesterday, I heard they were physical. Heard it was a better day for the offense. Like, I know it was rough because I was here Monday. Sean Pendergast said, and the promo was running. It looked like two different franchises, he said. The offense appeared to be completely demoralized by the end of the day on Monday. But I was listening around and reading around. It looked like from at least especially a running game performance, and that's the one thing we don't know that's hardest to see in training camp, that it did look like the offensive line in particular was more physical and played more violent up against that front seven that the Texans put out. So, I mean, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't know
I think I don't know how good it was or wasn't yesterday. I don't know that even when you're there that you can see a whole hell of a lot. Now they're Sean and Seth both, you know, there was a big difference in what we had seen previously and what we saw yesterday, or what they saw yesterday, in a sense of it was a full pad, short yardage day, and Nick Chubb, he ate. Nick Chubb had a day. Ron, I said this yesterday, man, and I understand wholeheartedly why we focus so much and everybody focuses so much on the pass protection. It's easy to see. It was a major problem last year. It's easy to see that it's a major problem this year in training camp. It's easy to see on a daily basis when somebody misses a block or when somebody struggles because you see CJ gets impacted, the pocket collapses, right? But the reality of it is I'm more interested in whether the Texans can be all the things that it takes to be a better run football team. I'm more interested in are they that than I am can they protect?
Yeah.
I mean, that may sound crazy to some people, but I just think the protection.
It will help their protection.
I mean, if they can't protect CJ Stroud to a respectable degree, D'Amico and Nick should fire everybody on the offensive side of the football at midseason. Like I'd be with everybody. You're all gone. You've all had multiple opportunities.
Tyler, like, could you imagine that press conference? Clint, yep. Week 10.
Clearing out.
Week 9. Help. That's it, guys. Come on.
We're gonna bring Pep back. We're gonna bring Pep Hamilton back.
Let's get out. Hey, Ed, get your stuff. Let's go. Lakin, get your. Let's go.
Just all.
Get
out.
It's what I wish the Astros would do right now with the training staff.
Davis, put your playbook down. Let's go!
Come on, General Mills, get the hell out of here!
I mean, that's how.
Come on, Ben.
That's how bad I think it'll have to be in order for them not to be at least a respectable pass protecting football team. If the reason I'm more interested in the run game stuff is because if they're operating as one, if the standard, the accountability, the chemistry in that O-line room has changed to the point where they're actually physical and can run the football, That is an absolute game changer. So, to your point, short yardage day yesterday, apparently they had the physicality. The O-line showed up in the right frame of mind. They had some success. To me, that is a big, big deal, and it's as big a deal as any bad day they've had in the past game.
Let me ask you this. Along with hearing the offensive line was more physical, the one thing I saw yesterday was Kamari Lassiter had his best practice of camp and really stepped through and had multiple picks, Clint. And those picks came off C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Right? And C.J. Stroud, I'm not as certain, had his best practice yesterday. Davis Mills, I read, had a pretty good practice, but he threw a couple of more interceptions to Kamari Lassiter, and I'm not keeping account of it, Clint, but it does feel like as they're doing 7-on-7s in teams, Clint, that there are multiple interceptions.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Day, coming from C.J. Stroud. And I'm curious from you, are the interceptions that we're seeing in practice coming multiple times a day, are they concerning to you at all?
Absolutely. Now, not knowing what they were trying to get accomplished with that particular play, not knowing whether the receiver ran the right route or the quarterback made the right decision, not knowing how many of the interceptions were truly good throws, got tipped around. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but just generally speaking as a quarterback, like for me yesterday, I hear about the two interceptions, and then I hear everybody talking about, oh, it was a better day for the offense. How? Like, if your quarterback's going out there and throwing interceptions and getting sacked, how is it a better day for the offense? Now, it came to light that Davis Mills lit him up. Davis Mills lit the twos up pretty bad yesterday, and so that obviously would make sense of how it'd be a better day for the overall offense. But, yeah, the interceptions from C.J. Stroud, they seem to be – this year, they seem to be less focused on interceptions as they discuss things and kind of as they respond to things. And we've all just kind of swept these interceptions under the rug. But, yeah, CJ, the turnover, when you're throwing – like the last practice I watched, there was a – he had two team periods. He got four reps in each one, eight total plays. Two of them were runs. Six passes. You had three or four sacks. You had a scramble. So your point is you're very limited in the reps that he's getting anyway. And when you're throwing interceptions, it's a tough pill to swallow, no doubt. Any way you slice it.
Clint, I have never given a damn about training camp interceptions. I will never forget Patrick Mahomes went through a point when I was covering the Chiefs. He threw like seven interceptions in 2 days. And it became a huge deal. Like it became a national conversation. Oh, my God, he threw seven interceptions in 2 days of practice. He's really throwing interceptions. And I remember just laughing at it. Who gives a damn? But guys are taking chances. This one I do check up a little bit, Clint, because they ain't throwing the ball down the field a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot of, it's not a lot of like, all right, hey, man, you know, in spring training, yeah, man, you know, Hunter Brown got lit up for three home runs because, hell, he's just throwing fastballs every time because that's what he's working on. It's not like they're like, hey, man, we're going to stretch the field today. Like, we're throwing the ball downfield. We're working on that to put the ball in more harm's way. They're not throwing a lot down the field. They're doing a lot, you know, timing stuff of what you would think they're going to do. And it's picks 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Yep. It's picks in the flats. It's stuff like that. It's coming across the middle to the tight end that's right in the middle of the field where Kalen Bullock is doing things. So I normally don't really take a lot into it, but these aren't interceptions of, all right, man, we're pushing it down the field and I'm throwing it into tight coverage, or I'm putting it in harm's way and taking chances.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I would say, you know, I don't want to spend too much time. There's no, like, I'll never get on these airwaves. I don't care if it's practice, 7-on-7, team, blitz period, 2 minute. I don't care if it's a preseason game. Interceptions always matter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about, golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.